The Guardian.
Obviously, you won Tiger Woods at a golf tournament. I mean, he is the greatest player in the world, probably the greatest player of all time, and probably the most famous athlete in the world. For the Open Championship, I think this is the 137th Open Championship. It's a tournament that's been around for a long time, so I think it might survive the absence of Tiger Woods. So it's still going to be a great tournament. All the traditional elements are here, the wind and the rough and all sorts of stuff like that. So it should be really good fun.
The defending champion, Padraig Harrington, is struggling with an injury. Do you think he can compete for 72 holes?
Probably not. He was out practicing yesterday in preparation for today's first round, and basically he couldn't hit any golf shots. He hit a couple of chips and putted a few times, but otherwise just walked the rest of the golf course. Not really ideal preparation for what is going to be an incredible challenge. And I've been out walking the golf course all week, and my goodness, I wouldn't want to be trying to break 100 to get my pay packet. I have to say, it's absolutely brutal.
What can you tell us about the course then? I mean, particularly the controversial 17th hole.
The course itself, it's a wonderful golf course, really. It's one of the great classic links golf courses, but it's very narrow and the rough. They've had a lot of rain in these parts recently, so the rough is quite thick, which is tricky. It's been sunny and windy for the last couple of days, which means the golf course is hard and fast. So hard and fast means the ball is going to bounce into the rough, which makes it very, very hard for the players. There's also a couple of things. The 16th hole, for instance, has been lengthened. But as things stand, the wind is blowing so hard that the players can't actually reach the fairway, or some of the players can't reach the fairway. So we're going to have to do something about that. And then we have the 17th green, which has been remodeled, and it's ridiculous. One player who shall remain nameless described it as a skateboard park, which I thought was a terrific description. So it should be fun. As I say, it should be fun for us who are watching it, but perhaps not fun if you're trying to play it.
Who should we be looking out for from the British challengers?
Well, Lee Westwood is probably the best. He's been playing pretty well recently. He hasn't won a golf tournament recently on the European Tour, but he came third at the US Open under the immense scrutiny that comes with playing with Tiger Woods in the final pairing of the final day. So he's a pretty strong chance. But I think as regards the other contenders, I have my own little secret favourite, which I'll reveal to you, but to no one else, is Søren Hansen, who's a great player, who's probably going to be on the European Ryder Cup side. He's had a really good season thus far. But this golf course has puts a premium on great ball striking. And so the winner is going to be somebody who really strikes the ball purely, somebody like Søren Hansen or somebody like Sergio Garcia.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.